Okay, that's all our regular business. We have old business. Mr. Lank.
Yeah, the application case number 11477, the application of Tim Police. On October 20th, 2014, that application was tabled and to this evening for consideration. It was an application to place a multi-sectional home type structure that is more than 5 years old.
We wanted a picture, didn't we, Mr. Chairman?
I believe we did.
It wasn't stated so in the motion.
Was it?
No. Actually, I thought we had pictures. They submitted pictures.
Yeah, we did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had pictures when they submitted the application. Yeah. Okay. The board just deferred. There was some opposition.
There's three against, wasn't it? I got three. Yeah.
There was a letter, Gary Conaway, Jay Baxter, and two other. There was one letter from Gary Conaway, and three parties spoke in opposition. It was a,
that was the one where there was, I think,
the neighbor, two neighbors, and then the, Jay Baxter had the owner of the adjoining farm.
There was an issue, I think, with the use of
adjoining property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed to be an issue with the neighboring property, not necessarily this, but.
That's right. With
there was all kinds of
riffraff
going on at that,
for lack of better words.
Yeah, right.
But he was trying to Dylan was trying to put a better place in there, clean it up.
Yeah.
He wanted to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and typically, we in the past I think we've allowed that for family members or. Or what have you, but I'm not so sure about personal gain.
And
what did he say he would do with that property if we didn't grant this? What's he going to do with it?
He didn't say.
I think there was some speculation by him, and I may be wrong, but that whether he could afford to put something of a newer model to be able to sell it.
Right.
Because of what he already invested.
Yes.
Seems a little high. But I didn't see the deets, so I don't know. Maybe it was. It used to be a radiator shop there.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a conditional use back in the early 70s when zoning first started. I didn't know the radiator shop was gone. So, I mean, the building may still be there. It's just not used for a radiator shop anymore.
According to that
reference also.
According to the application, it's zone C1. Zone commercial.
Yeah. That's what it says on the application.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
And the only other thing that concerns me a little bit is that if he does put a mobile of this age in and he doesn't sell it, he's going to rent it.
Right.
And whether it would be
contribute to the
adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties.
You want to say that's where we're heading in this.
But
and it's who, the application also says who will live in the unit, and it's TBD.
How are you going to say it's going to make better the neighborhood? Yeah. Can't say it's going to work. I mean, Baxter, I think, said that it's going to affect his property. I never heard of affecting farm property before. I mean, I've been there, been telling it, sure he's going to sell his farm because of other, there's other trailers there too.
I think the other couple probably had maybe more concern.
More concern.
Because they lived right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's because of the roads, I guess, what's going on there.
The two questions I ask, being getting the feedback from you guys is that it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it will be detrimental to public welfare.
Well, and
two questions that we got to answer.
And I guess, you know, they're here because, you know, the manufactured home is older than 5 years. So I guess I've asked myself if he wasn't here for a variance for the age of the mobile home.
Well, it just the, it's special use exception is what we have tonight, so it's...
Yeah, it's a special use exception.
Not the standard, Mr. Ricker was referring to.
It's not the standard, I was just putting that out for you for food for thought.
I mean, the...
Would affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
That's your question.
Well, I guess the question would be then, if there was a newer home put in there, would it attract a better clientele versus this one? I mean, I don't know that, you know, I don't know that you can determine that, you know, you could put a newer one in there and it maybe, you know, didn't attract a lesser client, desirable clientele, or you could put this one in and it could attract a better clientele. How do you determine that?
For the mobile home he got right here, I don't see a thing for being older than 5 years, anything the matter with it. Okay. I mean, it looks very good to me. Okay. I mean, so I don't know how you, just being newer than what that's taken care of.
The application states it's a 2004 Fleetwood 24 by 56.
2004?
Yeah, so 10 years old.
Given the pictures, it doesn't, I guess it does look older, but where it's located, it looks like a clean property, a nice property. Perhaps other than being a little dated, it doesn't look that old.
The opposition, what was their main thing? Was that there was a lot of...
There was riffraff
going on there.
At another property and not this one. Not the property in question. It was another property.
Afraid that this is going to add to...
I mean, you know, and I can appreciate that, except that, you know, any property in the neighborhood could attract anything.
Yeah. You know. Will it substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties? Every time I read that, I say, well, I heard the testimony, I hear the...
Personally, I don't see where...
I don't know how it
this mobile home will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. The mobile home itself and the request. Would less desirable neighbors substantially affect? Yeah, probably. But we're not talking about...
That's right. We're talking about
the occupants. We're talking about the mobile home. It is.
Will this mobile home affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? And that's what he's asking for, isn't it?
And I did not hear testimony that this mobile home would.
Right.
I heard testimony that the potential
occupants
right. might. But not the mobile home.
What do you think?
But you never know.
You don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
The mobile home, on its own merit, I didn't hear testimony that it would affect substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Did you?
No.
Nope, I didn't. That's the reason I wanted to talk about it.
I think just from the standpoint of the age of the mobile, I would have to disagree because of the opportunity or the possibility is greater with this mobile home than it would be than a newer one.
Well, he doesn't have the finances to put a newer one in there.
So you think that it might attract a lesser financially capable clientele?
My fear is that it's going to be rented anyway.
Rented?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
But how do you know what the rent's going to be? I mean, if you're saying $250 a month, are you going to say $1,000? I mean, I don't know what that rent's going to be. I mean, I don't know.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I understand. But I just don't know how. They don't want it there where they said
right.
because the riffraff. And what they're going to put back in there would be riffraff, but can you guys?
I'll make this statement, I'll make it short and sweet. When you are discussing affordable housing, given the history the county has had with some of that, you may want to like walk a fine line there.
Right.
As to, you know, what your considerations are with that.
Right.
Did he, I'm trying to remember, did he say he was wanted to place the unit there so that he could then sell the property?
That was his primary reason, yes.
Sell it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sell it, yes.
That would be property in, with the improvement.
Yes.
That's what he said.
He didn't think he could get what he had invested in the property if he tried to sell the property as it exists by itself. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't, personally, I'm not convinced that affordability is relative to the way a person or persons take care of a property, because I've been in nice developments that, you know, you would assume that would afford people to take better care of the property, some of the properties that are in them. So I don't think there's an argument there, and that's why I said what I did in effect that I don't see where the request for that building substantially affects adversely. Not necessarily the clientele that would be in it or the type of, you know, renter, purchaser kind of thing. That's just my personal opinion.
Amy, what were you saying about the fine line?
I don't think you should be looking at the affordable housing and who the clientele should be in your consideration.
Right.
Who are we going to rent it to?
Pardon?
But you mean by who
correct?
Might rent, yeah,
correct. I think that is not something this board should consider.
We shouldn't. Another, maybe in different terms, we shouldn't classify affordability to a type of person's living habits.
Correct.
So
correct.
So what is the purpose of a special use exception for a mobile or a manufactured home that's older than 5 years?
Well, I mean, I wasn't part of the process of creating the ordinance for it. But if I had to guess, and Mr. Lang would probably be more to correct me if I'm wrong, but likely it was put there to prevent something from like a 41-year-old mobile home being put on a piece of property, so that what you're looking at is something that there is some level of what's being put there is something that is. Of some quality.
So does that not relate to our criteria for a special use exception? That will it adversely affect the uses of adjacent neighboring property just by sheer age?
I think this is not something that I was around when they created that part of the code. But I'd have to guess that it was probably so that you're preventing from a really old, dilapidated mobile home from getting put on a property and then, smacked in the middle of an area where maybe it's out of character, maybe it affects property values, maybe it has some other, deleterious effect to the community. And what you've got here is, that's one of the reasons you asked for pictures. You want to make sure that what they're presenting to you is, something that's, more in character with the neighborhood and something that won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
So that's what it's boiling down to. It's just, with all the discussion, we're talking about a mobile home, a unit, that will or will not substantially affect, no matter who uses, who, whatever, we don't consider that. We consider the mobile home, will that affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
It's a pretty limited question.
And, you look at the difference in a mobile home versus a stick-built home, and a stick-built home can more easily be rehabilitated updated, upgraded, if you will, as opposed to a mobile home that's typically a bit inferior to a stick-built home and not as easily renovated.
Okay. Yeah, if I blanked out everything else and just like Mr. Sharp said, blanked everything else and then approached the special use exception with, will this mobile home, and the shape it's in, whatever, et cetera, will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? I don't think it will. I think it's new enough, something like that.
And I don't recall for sure. There is another mobile home, and I don't recall for sure, but it's not any necessarily any newer than the one that's being.
Well, he's going to a lot of
requested
trouble
to, yeah, to be placed.
A lot of work into that, actually. Right.
So, well, if we're done with discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 11,477 for the following reasons. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and that being the mobile home.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Well, a motion and a second to approve the request of a special use exception. And so by a roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Nay.
And aye, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-1, case number 11,477 is approved. My aye vote was for the reasons stated, but for the record.
From what he said.
Yeah. Lawrence, do you want this pictures back?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Jamie, let me ask a question. Now, if that mobile home was all run down, that is the reason why we could turn that down then. Because it wasn't up to date.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have a stronger case in that, that instance. Yeah. It's a weird ordinance.
Yeah.
I would love to have been in the room when it was, you know, created. But
like Tammy, you include the director.
You're not that young. You could have been.
I blame it on the director. The director should have sold it.
I say you're not that young. You could have been.
Tammy, after we close the record. Yeah. Jennifer got to work tomorrow.
You're probably in college.
It's 10:30.
All right, law school.
That's right.
That's a door.
I'll make a motion.
Do we have any other business or anything? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
For the good of the order.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carried. We're adjourned.
For the good of the order.